listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about discernment and how to get it. And I'm going to read to you from the first four verses of Nehemiah chapter 6, the first four verses. We read this. Now it happened when our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gates. They sent to me saying, "Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono." But they sought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, "I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent to me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. For Nehemiah, the attacks and challenges just never seem to stop. In the first four verses of Nehemiah chapter 6, he faced the snare of the enemy's false friendship. But Nehemiah was equipped with discernment, and he could see the truth. Discernment is the ability to judge matters according to God's view and not only by their outward appearance. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Many people confuse being discerning with being negative or cynical. But discernment is also able to see the good where others might miss it. Christians often suffer because they lack discernment. They follow after leaders and teachers who give a good appearance, but who don't really walk in the character of Jesus. They accept things blindly because it looks or sounds good, and they do it without carefully judging it against the whole counsel of God's word. The Bible is our key to discernment, and not an isolated verse here and there, but an understanding of God's whole counsel. Perhaps Nehemiah had read Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Now, if you want to see things as God does, first, know His word. Second, discernment comes also through spiritual maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 tells us that discernment is something that spiritual babies don't have. Third, discernment can also be a gift from the Holy Spirit, so seek Him for it. Without discernment, we can think that a dangerous invitation from an enemy is really an offer of reconciliation. Without discernment, we can think that presumption is faith. Without discernment, we can think that our own noble desires are God's promises. Without discernment, we can think that God is saying now when He's really saying later. Or we can think that God is saying later when He's really saying now. Without discernment, we can think that someone is a great man or a spiritual leader when they're actually doing damage to God's people. Discernment gave Nehemiah focus. He knew what God wanted him to be doing, and so he did it. Now, things sounded good, but they weren't of the Lord, for him at least, and so it didn't sidetrack him. Anyone doing a work for God must contend with 100 different noble causes that might look good and be good, but they're not what they are called to do at the time. You see, proper discernment will give us focus. So make it your prayer today. Pray this: Lord, give me discernment and help me to see things from your perspective.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.